caught several trout. You wouldn't say trouts. No, it was a desk to be like a trout. Well, I don't buy that. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Great difference. Okay, let me just make a real quick check, and then I'm gonna leave you alone. I've got bothered you enough, I guess.
No, well, I think it's fine.
It sounds like it's been a lot of fun.
And Professor Miller's going to write a whole new dictionary, a glossary of local terms.
Okay, here's some goodies. The enemy of God is called.
The enemy what?
Of God.
Enemy of God. Mm-hmm. What is an enemy of God?
Who is the man who's the enemy of God? Well, he's not a man.
You mean like an atheist or a deist or agnostic? Or?
The guy down in hell.
Oh, hell. Oh, Mephistopheles is what he's going to. Yeah, Mephistopheles. No, I say the devil. Some people I say Satan. Mephistopheles. Prince of Darkness.
Are there sometimes kids, you would tell them, if you don't watch out, the what's going to get you? The
Boogerman.
Is there any relation between that and the devil, so far as you know?
The boogerman, what does the government get you if you don't watch out?
Well, that's a child's poem.
I know, same town they use it. But that was Indiana.
But boogerman, I'm inclined to think maybe that came from Negroes and it's sort of voodoo.
Mm-hmm. Boogerman, he was a great, huge, dark, formless creature back in the shadows. Mm-hmm. He's going to get you, like the goblin and... Robert Louis Stevenson, who wrote that, Goblin's Gonna Get.
Eugene Field.
Yeah.
In Indiana, they probably say goblins. Which us goblins, something entirely different. What is a goblin anyway? Something you drink out of, isn't it? No, that's a
goblin.
The thing people see at night that frightens them. On Halloween, they always see them running around.
Spooks? Well, spook is generally.
Other words for that?
What is spook? Phantasmagoria.
Ghosts.
Yeah,
well, ghosts is a definite thing. That's a dead person who's that's an ectoplasm.
Yeah, but you do say ghost and spook.
Yeah, but spook. Oh, yeah, some besides spook. Marianne sometimes kind of loomed up out of your backyard sometime. And he wasn't a human being.
Did you ever hear him called Hans?
Hans, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Called what?
Hans.
Hans.
Negroes, you say Hans. A haunt.
For somebody that haunted.
Mm.
It's called Hank.
Yeah. Mm, right? Yeah, Hank.
Yeah.
Mm, you're too young.
I've never heard that.
Didn't you?
You're too young to have a black mammy.
Mm-hmm.
You had a black mammy?
They don't have a style by that.
But she'd have said Hank.
Here's another one like that. What do you say when you meet somebody on Christmas?
Christmas gift. No, they say Merry Christmas, but the blacks come in and say Christmas gift. I mean, you give them something. They don't do that any longer.
They still do that?
Not the last several years, I haven't heard anybody. We don't have enough servants any longer.
We don't know.
We don't know. Just give Mr. Joe. You come out with a 25-cent piece. Yeah, Merry Christmas is the only greeting. How do you say? Joyeux Noël or something?
If you like something, but you don't have enough money to pay for it, you might say, well, I sure'd like to get it, but it, what?
I'm broke. No, what?
I'd like to get it, but it.
Put it on a layaway plan.
It's too expensive.
Okay.
Well, no, that's because you haven't got any money. It might not be too expensive.
You said you haven't got money enough to get it.
I said I'm broke.
It's too expensive.
Cost too much.
Cost too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well. I think I've got everything on here, everything that I need in any case.
By the way, when you're broke, that's generally temporary.
I hope so.
I say, if I can't buy that because I'm broke, that's because as of right now, I don't have it.
Yeah.
I don't.